Victorian butterfly obsessives saw it as a great paradox that a creature so aristocratic should only be tempted from his treetop throne when he could plunge his proboscis into muddy puddles and the carcasses of dead animals. This explained the fetid feast on the tables at Firmin Woods in the romantic old forest of Rockingham in Northamptonshire. Matthew Oates, the National Trust conservation advisor and a great emperor obsessive, was hosting the Purple Emperor's Breakfast, a contemporary art event arranged by Firmin Woods Art Gallery. Every forest should have a resident artist these days. And he wanted to find out which baits worked best. Carrying a purple notepad and sporting a purple band in his sun hat, Oates was a slightly deranged maitre d'. "Don't go anywhere near the egg goby fish. That's the plate to avoid," he cautioned. It was 10 a.m. when we walked down the forest ride towards Oates's table of indelicacies. The heat of the previous week had given away to a more typical British summer, a thick shroud of cloud, a hint of rain, and a fickle promise of blue sky. After a few minutes strolling down the broad gravelly track, a purple emperor swooped high overhead and sailed back into the oak and ash. The butterfly left an unmistakable sense of extreme vigour. It was an energetic, virile, muscular alpha male. If the white admiral was pure grace, the purple emperor was power and grace. I later read that the purple emperor tended to stamp this impression on every observer. "Somehow the build of this fine insect, when seen in the hand, cannot fail to impress the beholder with a sense of muscular power," wrote A.M. Stewart in 1912. Minutes later, a second male flew in, lower this time, and looped around the broad crown of a squat sallow bush. Others followed, lightning forays and lordly retreats. We saw more than a dozen in flight as we made our way down towards the banquet of rotting shrimp delights. One roared down low and confronted me, dancing around me, wondering what I was. Its wings made an audible clicking, flick, 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 as it batted around me. I felt under attack before it sped off with great impatience, as if I was not worth trifling with. It was my first real encounter with an emperor. And like every object of unrequited love, it treated the lovelorn with something like contempt.